Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Human Design for Business: Discover Your Unique Blueprint to Build a Business and Life You Love by Jamie L. Palmer is a business and self-development book built around the ecocentric human design framework. Rather than offering standard entrepreneurship advice, it argues that effective business strategy should account for a person's individual design, decision-making style, and way of processing information. The book is aimed at entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and established business owners who want a more personalized approach to building offers, messaging, sales, and client relationships. Its purpose is practical to help readers understand how their own human design can shape the way they operate, communicate, and make aligned choices in business. In that sense, the book sits at the intersection of business strategy, personal development, and human design education, with a focus on translating an often abstract system into usable entrepreneurial tools. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, ecocentric human design as a business framework, not just a personality system. The book's central contribution is the idea that human design can be used as an operational framework for business, rather than only as a reflective tool for self-knowledge. Palmer presents ecocentric human design as a system made of nine modalities that help entrepreneurs understand how they are designed to think, decide, and interact with the world. This matters because it reframes business development away from generic best practices and toward design-based strategy. Instead of asking readers to fit themselves into a fixed model, the book encourages them to build from their own energetic and cognitive patterns. That shift is important in the entrepreneurial context, where the same tactic can feel natural for one person and draining for another. The framework therefore becomes a way to make business decisions with greater precision, especially around communication, leadership, and daily workflow. It is less about abstract spirituality than about converting human design language into business-relevant insight. Secondly, a direct critique of one-size-fits-all entrepreneurship advice. A recurring argument in the book is that many entrepreneurs are exhausted by advice that assumes all business owners should sell, market, and lead in the same way. Palmer positions this fatigue as a structural problem, not a failure of discipline or ambition, by emphasizing unique strengths and authentic expression. The book challenges the logic of copying models that work for someone else but may not suit the reader's temperament or design. This critique gives the book its practical edge. It does not reject strategy, but it questions strategy that ignores individual variation. In business terms, the book suggests that misalignment often shows up as friction, inconsistency, or burnout. Rather than pushing harder, readers are encouraged to examine whether their approach matches their actual design. This makes the book particularly relevant for people who have tried conventional productivity or marketing systems and found them difficult to sustain. Its value lies in legitimizing customization as a serious business principle. Thirdly, using human design to improve decisions, messaging, and sales. One of the most concrete uses of the book is its application of human design to day-to-day business functions, such as decision-making, messaging, marketing, and sales. Palmer's approach is not merely introspective. It is meant to influence how entrepreneurs communicate and structure their offers. The book suggests that when people understand how they are built to process information and make choices, they can create business practices that feel more coherent and effective. That includes how they speak to clients, how they position their work, and how they move through the sales process without forcing a style that does not fit them. This is important because sales and marketing often fail when they are treated as universal formulas. By tying these functions to personal design, the book offers a different path to business systems that are informed by self-knowledge and therefore easier to sustain. The emphasis is on alignment as a functional advantage, not just a personal preference. Fourthly, turning self-knowledge into a personalized business ecosystem. The book repeatedly connects individual design to the creation of a full business ecosystem, not just isolated tactics. This means the reader is encouraged to think beyond single decisions and consider how offers, systems, client experiences, and communication patterns work together. The idea of a personalized ecosystem is significant because it suggests that a sustainable business emerges from coherence across multiple areas. A founder who understands their own design can shape offers that suit their natural strengths, set up workflows that reduce friction, and create services that feel more authentic to deliver. Palmer's framework implies that business structure should be regenerative rather than extractive, supporting both performance and sustainability. This broader systems view helps distinguish the book from simpler personality-based advice books. It is not only asking who you are, but what kind of business shape best supports who you are. That makes the content especially useful for entrepreneurs looking to redesign existing businesses rather than start from zero. Lastly, Accessible Translation of Human Design for Practical Entrepreneurial Use, a notable feature of the book, based on reader response and the author's positioning, is its effort to make a complex system accessible to a business audience. Human design can easily become dense or overly technical, but Palmer is described as making it practical, digestible, and immediately usable. That accessibility matters because the book is meant to help readers apply concepts rather than simply learn terminology. The text appears to combine explanation of the human design chart with examples and business-oriented interpretation, which helps bridge theory and action. This makes it especially valuable for readers who are new to human design and need a clear entry point without prior expertise. At the same time, the accessibility does not come at the cost of scope, since the framework is aimed at a wide range of business owners from small operators to larger enterprises. The book's strength lies in making an unconventional system feel workable inside ordinary business decisions. In conclusion, Human Design for Business is best suited for entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, coaches, and business owners who feel that conventional business advice does not reflect how they actually work. It will likely be most useful to readers who are open to human design or who want a structured way to connect self-knowledge with business strategy. The practical benefit of the book is that it offers a vocabulary for making choices about messaging, sales, decision-making, and offer design in a more individualized way. Its intellectual benefit is that it questions the assumption that business success should be built through uniform methods, and instead argues for alignment between personal design and business structure. Compared with many books in the business and personal development space, it stands out because it does not simply encourage confidence or productivity. It tries to build a customized operating model. That makes it distinctive within its genre. It is less a generic entrepreneurship guide than a translation of human design into business architecture. Readers looking for a rigid formula may not connect with it, but those seeking a more tailored, systems-based approach will find it unusually relevant. If you would like to support Jamie L. Palmer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.